Welcome to your daily devotional, September 5th, a book, 2 Kings chapter 22, and verse 10. Hilkiah the priest has given me a book. Josiah was one of the godly kings of Judah, and he reigned in the years not long before the Babylonian captivity, from 640 to 609 BC. In the midst of those decades and centuries generally characterized by apostasy and ungodliness, there was a revival. And it all started because Hilkiah the priest gave Shaphan the scribe a book to read to the king. In 2 Kings chapters 22 and 23, we see this young man humble himself before the King of Kings in heaven, enact religious reforms, and encourage revival in the land. God's word, his book, the Bible, has had the same effect on many for as long as men have possessed it, either in full or in part. We are among men most blessed, for we have the whole of the scriptures and our own copies of them at that. A drama or romance novel may make you feel, even cry. A history book may teach you some facts. A good book of poetry may make you identify with a certain aspect of the human condition. A book on nature may make you stand in awe of creation. But the Bible does all of these things with the perfect balance of grace and truth. More than that, it shows us the way to hope, peace, love, faith, and eternal life with our Creator through the Savior Jesus who loves us. It's not just a book. It is the book. If Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and he is, then the Bible is the book of books because it is inspired of God, and it testifies of him. The scripture says so in John chapter 5 and verse 39. So friend, read all of this book for yourself. And if you cannot by reason of health, have it read to you. The Bible is a book that will change your life. Let us all take a few moments today to thank God for the gift of his written word to us, even as we thank him for the gift of his living word to us.